Check 1-2 the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. I know it's been a minute. There's been a lot of cats, man, still hollering at me, man, wanting to know where the show's at and shit. But, man, look, I've been having a lot of real world shit I've been having to fuck with, man, so I really ain't had the time nor the patience to fuck with the podcast, man. And also, you know, there's that little nasty thing I gotta deal with where I gotta be in the mood, man. I just have to be in the mood to do my thing, and I just haven't really been in the mood, man. But I'm just gonna drop on in. I don't know how long this show is gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna try and stretch it, but I mean, like I said, it's just on a whim. I'm in between. I'm not necessarily in the mood, but I'm willing to try. You know, I've done like 2 or 3 shows already, but I've scrapped them all because they've just been total garbage, because I just ain't really been in the mood. And believe it or not, I just don't, you know, throw up shit that I think, I just don't post up anything. There's been times where I've done 2 or 3 versions of a show, you know what I'm saying? And I've had to make a choice on which one I'm going to go ahead and throw up and shit, man. So I try and only give y'all the best of what I can do, you know what I mean? So with that said, let us get started with the festivities. Today's show is going to be about, and it's been high time that I do this, because I've been hearing about this shit forever on the internet and shit, and it's really been irritating the fuck out of me. It is hip hop, the Masons, and the Illuminati. That's what we gonna fuck with today. So if you just, I mean, you the type of nigga that really don't get into that kind of shit, you know, we gonna leave the niggerdom alone today, and we gonna try and get a little deep, just a little bit, for those that can fathom what the fuck I'm saying, man. So put on your thinking caps, and without further ado, well, no, before I even do that, man, let me give a shout out to a cat, man, out there, an up-and-coming cat who's really doing his thing, man. You know how I do. I like to give niggas props and shit, man. Gotta give props to this nigga Rick Nasty, man. Rick Nasty, UrbanAmateurs.net. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go check that nigga out, man, because, I mean, that's a real nigga right there, for real. You don't, I mean, it's hard to find some real thorough motherfuckers in this game, man, you know, and he's a real thorough motherfucker, man, for real, shit. He done hooked me up with some hookups, man, as far as trying to make some money and shit. And, you know, typical niggas, you know, crab in a barrel ass niggas, you know, they not on that shit these days, man. You know, they gonna try and keep whatever the fuck they got to themselves, man. And, of course, I mean, he's getting his at the same time, but yet and still, man, I mean, his whole attitude towards this hustle is, he got the right kind of attitude, man. It's all about the money, man. Shit, man. And not necessarily all about the money, but he's a righteous ass cat, man. So once again, giving a shout out to Rick Nasty, man. What up, Rick? Shit, good looking out, man, on them hookups, man, for real. Okay, without further ado, we are going to talk about hip-hop, rap, and the Illuminati. I'm not gonna get that deep into it, because it's a waste of fucking time, man. You know, with a lot of you cats out there, it's like trying to teach Kenny Gardner calculus. You feel me? It's not even worth me even going into the whole thing. But let me just try and expand your horizons, expand your mind, you know what I mean, just a little bit. And first of all, I like to say, the first thing that's really irritating me about the whole situation is, I look on YouTube and I look at all these motherfuckers doing these specials, you know, and they're like, Kanye, he worships the devil now. Jay-Z, they're the Illuminati, they worship the devil, and, you know, all this devil worship shit, man. You know, first, I'm here to educate you motherfuckers, man. Listen to what I'm telling you, okay? Now, Masonry, you know, the Masonic Lodge, and, you know, certain facets of the Illuminati, they derive their science and their wisdom from Eastern philosophies and African religions. You feel what I'm saying? You probably don't feel what I'm saying, of course, but that's why I'm here. Right, let me regurgitate that shit. Masonry is derived out of Egyptian, Tibetan, I mean, real deep Eastern philosophies and African philosophies. All right? They're going back to the East with this shit, man. They're going back to the East. They're getting the original sciences. They're learning about the true nature of man and God and everything in between. You know what I mean? That's what these cats actually are supposed to be doing in these lodges. They're supposed to be learning about the true meaning of life itself and the universe, right? And then here come these motherfuckers out here who don't have not an inkling of understanding about the craft, and they throwing that devil worship shit up there. So here is my gripe, of course. Look, nigga, whenever you saying anything about the Masonic Lodge, or you saying anything about the Illuminati, and you're equating it with devil worship, you're basically spitting in your ancestors' face, nigga. Yeah, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but you know, this is coming from a Christian mindset, a Christian philosophy, you know what I'm saying? So whenever you say that Kanye or Jay-Z or whoever the fuck it has went into the lodge, you're basically saying, or when you say that he's went into the lodge and he's sold his soul to the devil, you're basically calling your ancestors devil worshippers. The ancestors that built the pyramids and all that kind of shit, formulated mathematics and philosophies and religions and all this kind of shit that makes the world go round today, you are calling your Kemetan or Kemetian ancestors devil worshippers. Minions of the devil. And I gotta take a little bit of offense to that, you know what I mean? Because basically you're saying that African science or Eastern science is evil and is equated with devil worship. And once again, I understand this is hard for you to grasp, most niggas, because they're coming from a Christian mindset. A Christian mindset. And this shit is just so goddamn complex, man, because the very thing that you're trying to use to so-called defeat the Illuminati or defeat the Masons, which is the Bible, unbeknownst to you, my nigga, it was written and put into place and circulated by the very people who you are claiming are demonic. I know, you don't understand that shit. You don't believe that shit. That's right, the Bible formulated, put together by so-called Illuminati members, by so-called Masonic members. Yes, they got you coming and going, nigga. So the very weapon in which you're saying, oh yes, Jesus is coming back, and Jesus would frown upon the Illuminati, and Jesus would frown upon Masonic shit, that's not necessarily true, because like I said, the very weapon in which you're using to denounce Masonry and Illuminati was formulated, it was put together, it was circulated by Illuminati or Masonic members or people who are into this esoteric sciences and philosophies. Got you coming and going. They got you coming and going in politics. They run that. They got you coming and going in the educational system, you know, colleges and whatnot. Got you coming and going in religion. Okay, I mean, no matter where the fuck you turn, the Illuminati and the Masonic structure is there to help guide you or to corral you or to make sure that you think in accordance to their mandate. There's nowhere you can go. You cannot be a Mason and a Christian at the same time. The two philosophies are basically, they're opposed to each other on the surface. But if you know what you're reading in the Jesus fable, you actually see that actually Masonry and Christianity are one and the same. But a lot of niggas can't read between the lines when it comes to Jesus the God man. You feel me? And that's what you're supposed to learn in the lodge. You're supposed to learn there is no good and evil. You're supposed to learn that you are man and you are God at the same time. Yes, blasphemy according to your literal translation of the Bible. Yes, blasphemy. But see, this is some things that you supposed to circumvent all that shit, man. You supposed to rise above that dead letter explanation of the religion, and you supposed to rise like the phoenix, man. You supposed to understand what's really going on. You are supposed to understand that your heaven is here, nigga. Your heaven is now. And you are supposed to make the next nigga, the next man, wait for his heaven in the afterlife. That's the trick. That's the Jedi mind trick that's been going on for years, man, for eons, man, on this planet and shit. If you can get the simpletons, the simple people, the peasants, to believe that their pie resides in the sky, then they won't blink or bat an eye when you do your thing and you, how can you win Monopoly when the next nigga keeps stealing the property and robbing the bank and all that kind of shit? But most niggas will sit back and wait and just, you know, have this thing about, well, God will get them. God will punish them. But if you're in the Masonic Lodge and you do your homework, I mean, you're supposed to understand it. You can't wait for your heaven. Your heaven is now, nigga. Real simple shit. Real simple shit. You know, and I'm being really rudimentary and real fundamental with this shit. I'm keeping it basic as a motherfucker, man, for real. But that's one of the things that you supposed to comprehend and you supposed to grasp up in this game if you fucking around in the lodge, man. Okay? It's up to the next nigga to go ahead and sit back and wait for his just desserts. It's up to the next nigga to sit back and wait for angels to swoop out the heavens and bless him. If you really an illuminated brother, man, you's a go-getter. You gonna make it happen. You go get yours now. Fuck waiting to die to get it. You know what I mean? Real simple shit. Real simple shit, man. And also, let me tell y'all this, man. The real deal about why most motherfuckers join the lodge has nothing to do with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It has nothing to do with wanting to attain the wisdom of the universe and all this kind of shit. It's basically just a hookup. You know, it's a fraternity of cats that get together and they hook each other up. You know, you need a pat on the back, or you need financing, or you need someone on the inside of whatever organization to get you in an organization so that you can live high on the hog too, then basically that's what the Masonic Lodge is for these in this day and age. You know, fuck trying to understand, you know, the esoteric wisdom of, you know, of the universe. Fuck all that. You know, I need somebody that works at a bank that's gonna give me a loan at fucking 1%, some bullshit like that. So I mean, that's the real deal, man. When, you know, so when most motherfuckers say that, oh, this person joined the lodge because he has nefarious tendencies, or he, you know, he's in league with the devil and all, you know, it's like, man, these niggas is joining lodges because they want hookups. That's all the fuck they want. They want a fucking hookup, nigga. Don't really have shit to do with who they're choosing at the Armageddon games. I mean, who you choosing? Yahweh or fucking Lucifer? I mean, who is it? You know, but it has nothing to do with that shit. They want a fucking hookup, man. And that's why, you know, you got the Jay-Z's and the Kanye's and all that kind of shit. You know, if they have joined it, you know, more power to them. But basically, as far as I'm concerned, they've joined it for the hookup aspect. Very few of them actually really want to know what's going on behind the veil. Man, y'all don't want to know what's going on behind the veil. And this is what always did crack me up, right? I've been rotating on this shit, man, since I was like 17 years old, nigga. I'm 40 right now. Read every book imaginable on this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Read the works of Albert Pike, Manly P. Hall, Mackey, all kinds of authors on the craft and shit, man. You know what I mean? So, not only that, but Madam H.P. Blavatsky, man, Isis Unveiled, The Secret Doctrine, man. I mean, man, I done did it. I done read all that shit, man. I done lived all that shit for the longest. And like I said, since I was like 17, man, knee deep in this motherfucking shit, man. And to this motherfucking very day, I get simple ass niggas who may have just joined the lodge. may have joined it for a couple of years, right? And for some reason, they really think that they know it all. They think that they got this, the knowledge and wisdom of the universe under their motherfucking belt, man. You know, they really think they duly and truly prepared, nigga. Nigga, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. The shit that you learned up in the lodge, I mean, fuck, you can go to the goddamn library and dig that shit up, man. For real. I mean, if you're just looking at the dead letter perspectives, yeah, it's simple, man. It's nothing really deep about what the fuck you know, man, for real. And then you gonna try and tell me that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about? A motherfucker that's actually been doing scholarly research for fucking damn near 30 years on this shit, nigga? You wanna try and hold a candle to me, motherfucker? You gonna try and tell me what the fuck I know and what I don't know? Man, nigga, woo! So I'm just telling y'all, man, look. When you meet these niggas in the streets, especially these regular Masons, you know, shit, these niggas that's basically joining the lodge for the hookups and shit, for the most part, they don't know shit, and they don't know no more than you know, on the real. I mean, every organization's got its inner circle, and the Masonic Lodge is the same way. I mean, you got the plebeians, those who join just to fill the club's coffers with dues money. And then you got those who are like in the inner circle of the Masonic Lodge that really know the real deal about what's going on and what the club or the fraternity is really all about. Do y'all comprehend that shit? Just trying to give y'all a little bit of insight on the lodge, on Masonry, and on the Illuminati. But right now, Ramble Zone, man. Like I said, I'm trying my best to get this shit started, man. Get my mind right. Haven't done a show in a while. Trying to get my flow back. So I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be back.
Blade, ready to die.
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Change it, bring me a thousand tears. Prince of darkness, they walk through the rays of light. To this beat of empire, I'm the prototype. The shape-shifting mirror image flash prototype. The everlasting division, the red platotype.
He was born perfect. And just like the great white shark, the sky has never had to evolve.
Same claim. Each one of them have tasted the end of my soul.
I strike back with a vengeance. the father of your descendants. And I can't be deflected by your silver cross pendants. Bloody holy water, you make the false images. Once we from the sickle, your life diminishes. Sting like the scorpion, strike with the force of king. My blood is known to be vitalized, the corpse of men. In the last days, they said the dead will walk again. The blind, deaf, and the dumb will talk again.
Right back in your face, man. Yeah, so once again, we fucking around with this Illuminati Masonic hip-hop rap connection and shit. Just trying to give motherfuckers a little bit of insight as far as I'm concerned about what I think about Masonry, what I think about the Illuminati and this whole hip-hop spiel. Like I said, most cats who join the Lodge, the Masonic Lodge, don't know what the fuck they doing. Don't know what they into. I mean, look, like I said, if you are a Christian and you're purporting to also be a Mason at the same time, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. It's almost impossible, like, to be a Christian of the dead letter persuasion. Dead letter basically meaning that you literally read the Bible and you literally believe what it says in literalism. But like I said, that book was written and it was distributed by those who, which you claim worship the fucking devil. I know it's hard for you to believe that shit. I gotta keep reiterating that, man, because that's what y'all don't seem to get. They got you at every turn. These motherfuckers are so goddamn smart and prolific. Like I said, it doesn't matter where you go. Politics, religion, education. They have basically took all that shit over, and no matter what move you make, you're dancing to their fucking tune. Yes, even your precious Bible, which you claim is supposed to be the instrument to work against the Illuminati, it's their instrument, it's their book. This is the big secret that y'all motherfuckers are scared to deal with, man. And like I said, if you join this lodge, if you join this fraternity, you're supposed to understand the whole concept of balance. You're supposed to understand that there is no good and there is no evil. It is what it is, man. And only a man that can take that sort of stance can really become something. You know what I mean? Can really be creative, can really create. Because that's what you're supposed to learn in the Bible once you look at God's character. I mean, a lot of y'all haven't really read the Bible like the way it's supposed to be read. And Jehovah, he's good and he's evil. He does malicious shit and he does good shit. You know what I mean? I mean, drowning a whole planet and turning people into salt. And I mean, God, Jehovah, Yahweh is, man, he's a gangster, man. He does some ill shit, man, in that Bible, man, that Old Testament. If you read it and you can comprehend it, which most of y'all can't, otherwise you wouldn't be running around talking about Kanye and Jay-Z are devil worshippers, ignorant motherfuckers. Shit, man. That's African science, my dude. African science going all the way back to, like I said, the Hindus and the Egyptians and all that kind of shit, man. Asian and African knowledge, which the Caucasian has now taken up the reins of power, and he's using that very same knowledge, that very same esoteric belief system, right, to basically enslave the world, to keep y'all in the darkness while he wields the science and gets you to believe that the very science that you can use to liberate yourself is actually of the devil. Oh, y'all motherfuckers say, I ain't trying to fuck with this today. Yeah, I know, you want ass and titties, yeah, ass and titties. No, nigga, not today. Not today. Man, so, fuck. In order for you to really fuck with this on the real, man, you gotta study, man. You just can't say, one day you want to be a Mason, and then you go and you try and get vouched for by someone who's already in the lodge, and they go ahead and put you up in this, you got to be duly and truly prepared, and all that kind of shit, man. I read up all that shit, man. You're not gonna be able to really comprehend and grasp the shit just going in there because you want to hook up, nigga. Just because you want to fucking hook up. Like I said, I've been reading up on this shit and experiencing it for, man, decades. So I really know what the fuck I'm talking about, man, for real. Let me give y'all a good example of what I'm talking about, right? Because this past July, I had my stepfather holler at me, man, and he was all spooked out and wigged out and shit when we had that oil spill out there in the Gulf and shit. And he was a Mason. He was in the lodge. I'm not necessarily sure if he's still fucking around with it, but he worked for a prominent bank. He was making good cheese, good money. And of course, he was in the lodge. And then he got involved into some shit where he was fucking up somehow with the money in the bank. And he got fired from the bank. Now, I came back from the military, rotating on all this motherfucking conspiracy shit, man, as far as, the Illuminati and the New World Order and all this kind of shit. I'm spitting some shit to him, And he joins the lodge, and then he gets basically kicked out of the lodge, or he gets kicked out of his job or whatever. But the whole time he was doing his Masonic thing, he was still going to church, and he became a born-again Christian. And that's what let me know that, he don't know what the fuck he doing. He don't know what the fuck he's into, man. If you really studying your lessons up in the lodge, you cannot be a literal Christian, nigga. It's not gonna happen. You can't do it, because the whole concept of Freemasonry is you understand that you are God, man. Everything begins and ends with you. God, man. Jesus, the God, man. You're supposed to look at Jesus as the God, man. As the very embodiment of creation itself, the very embodiment of God itself, God in the flesh, But he couldn't comprehend that shit. But basically, back in July, he called me and he was talking about Jesus is coming back, the rapture is coming. And, I don't even debate these niggas no more, Because, like I said, the rapture is not even really a biblical concept. And I'm not even a quote unquote Christian, and I know this shit, but, he's waiting for God to come back. Come out the sky on a white ass horse and all this kind of shit, man. And I'm using my stepfather as a good example, as niggas not knowing what the fuck they into, man. You don't know. I'm thinking, this is a nigga that's supposed to have been in the lodge. He's supposed to actually be studying something. He's supposed to be acquiring some sort of wisdom that the rest of the proletarians, the common folk, don't have and don't know. But yeah, he's still rotating just like a commoner. He's still thinking just like common folks, believing in spook gods and spookism and mysticism and all this kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? But needless to say, I think he gave me like the 26th of July that Jesus was coming back. And guess what, nigga? Jesus didn't come back. This is like the third time he done tried to tell me that Jesus is coming back and shit. And if this would have been me, I don't know, like 10 years ago, I would have roasted the dude, man. Be like, nigga. But yeah, I just wished him peace, man. I'm like, hey, man. Yeah, hey, well, I guess we'll just see. I didn't try and convince him that it wasn't going to happen or whatever. I'm like, if it happens, it happens, man. More peace unto you. Shit. And of course, each time it happens, or each time he makes the prediction and it doesn't come through, he's kind of quiet about it and he pushes the date up. This shit is crazy, man. So, like I said, I meet a lot of cats that's like that, man. They're into the lodge, they're into masonry, or so they claim. But for the most part, like I said, it has nothing to do with attaining knowledge, has nothing to do with attaining wisdom. It's just a hookup situation where, like I said, they need hookups, man. They need connections. And getting into masonry is good for that, right? And also, once again, I want to reiterate that masonry is African and Eastern in its origins, as far as the philosophies that are entailed in it. And so for you to call anyone demonic that's into it, I mean, like I said, you're spitting in the African's face. You're spitting in the Asian's face. That's right. But like I said, if those that are in power can get you to fear and not comprehend and understand what the club is all about, you know, like I said, they got you there too. They don't want you fucking with that shit, man. They don't want you to actually take a bite of the tree of knowledge, nigga. They don't want that. As long as they can spook you and scare you and dangle the demons and the devils over all that bullshit. That's right, nigga. Shit. Their rule and their reign will be intact for a long time. You understand what I'm saying? So, Okay, once again, break time. Break time, nigga. I'll be back.
Of all the animals of the Chinese zodiac, the dragon is the only mythological creature. How did this beast become fixed in the imagination of the people? How did it influence them? I contacted the University of Hong Kong for some answers.
Well, let me ask you this. Feng Shui and Yin Yang are all about balance. Is the dragon about balance?
Yes. The dragon, or most cultural symbols in Chinese society, is about balance. It's not really about good or bad. It really is about striving for balance. And so the dragon is also, you can have a yin dragon, you can have a yang dragon. And it has been said that the dragon scales, half of it is actually yin scales and half of it is yang scales. So it is always about balance.
Here be dragons was an inscription on old European maps of the China coast. The area was unknown, and the unknown was to be feared. In Western mythology, the dragon was a destroyer, a force of evil, a gruesome monster that represented mapmakers' apprehensions about unexplored places. But the dragon of the East has always been a benevolent creature, a genius of strength and goodness.
but that's all for today. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. And just want to recap, man, what I'm spitting right now, man. Like, I don't really give a fuck about the Kanye's and the Nas's and the Jay-Z's, you know, quote-unquote, being devil worshippers and all this kind of bullshit, you know what I mean? If they are indeed in the Illuminati or indeed in the Lodge, then, I mean, they on some high-powered shit, man. You know, if they're really into it the way they're supposed to be into it, you know. And it don't have anything to do with the devil and all this kind of fuck shit. Just another smokescreen to keep you motherfuckers blinded and scared and shaking in your boots about shit, man. And once again, the Bible, the very so-called weapon in which you're trying to use to try and fight the devil or whatever, it was written by the devil himself, believe it or not, if you believe in that sort of thing. Oh yeah, man, no doubt. And once again, like I said, the very thing that the Illuminati fucks with, man, you know, that's African science, man. So yeah, you keep disrespecting your ancestors, you know what I mean, by talking that bullshit. But like I said, I fucks with the Egyptian science, nigga, going all the way back to Kemet, nigga, you feel me? Hotep, bitch. That's on the real, man. So, man, like I told myself I would never ever really speak on this shit again, man, because it's a waste of fucking time, man. You know what I mean? But I didn't have no topics, man, to really spit on, man. So I was like, well, fuck it. I'll do a little bit of shum-shum just to get my spiel on and let y'all niggas know where I'm coming from and shit, right? So, well, that's what's up, man. This is the Fat Mac nigga, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Once again, give a shout out to my boy Rick Nasty, boy. Shit, y'all go check my nigga out, man. Shit, UrbanAmateurs.net. Fuck, for real. He doing his thing. Peace, I'm out.
rest haven for
Vo.
Rest haven
Vo.
Thank you.